So Suda would like to know what the benefits are of doing the inquiries in a family group or with other intimacies like a significant other or in the workplace. In the Great Freedom Teaching, there are a series of very profound teachings that open up the metaphoric space of the instinctive realization of who we are. The entry point for most people is the talks, the free downloads that are on the internet. And we have about 1,000 hours of free downloads, so there's no shortage of hearing a direct communication of the truth. These are available to everyone, everywhere, and they've spread like wildfire all over the world. Now, people, by listening to the downloads, become interested in the other teachings. They'd like to know how else they can be supported in short moments many times. So we have what we call the four comforts: the teacher, the teachings, the community, and the practice of restful awareness for short moments repeated many times until it becomes automatic. Now, the first teaching that most people take is offered in the free downloads, or less often people come to a face-to-face meeting. The next step of receiving support is through the 12 Inquiries teaching. Now, the 12 Inquiries teaching is very powerful because it helps us shift our focus from points of view to awareness. That's what it does. Not only that, it shows us that what we perceive to be a personal history of accumulation of points of view never was that. It always was awareness. It never really was that. And that all the beefs we've had with all the different people in our lives and all the incomplete relationships, the only reason we've had any of those is due to not recognizing the basis of everything as awareness. So we see all this in the inquiries, and then we're able to complete any relationships that are incomplete at the point in our lives where we take the inquiries. So in the inquiries, we shift from the perspective of point of view to the perspective of awareness. When we take the inquiries, we learn about the four comforts. And one of the significant aspects of the 12 Inquiries teachings, all of our teachings, including the four comforts, is that Great Freedom offers 24/7 support to people worldwide. So anyone, anywhere who is resting for short moments, repeated many times, getting acquainted with their awareness identity, their wisdom identity, if they need support, they can always find support 24 hours a day by telephone, by email, face-to-face. From the very beginning of Great Freedom, we've used every means of technology available to put together this 24/7 support structure, and it grows stronger every day. You ask what the importance is of people in family units or couples or people who work together receiving the 12 inquiries. The importance is it makes it a lot easier to live together and work together. So we all want that. We want it to be easier for us to be in community with other people. And so when we do the 12 inquiries as a group, it makes it a lot easier for us to be in community with other people. It's as simple as that. Now, the next series of teaching, called the Power of Wisdom series, some of the people in this room have received all of the Power of Wisdom series up to the present, even though they're voluminous. And how have they done that? Because they're present with me every single day. So some people are around every single day, and they go with me wherever I go. So as these teachings have been given over the course of time, they've already received all these teachings. But if you haven't, those are available. Now, after the 12 Inquiries teaching, an excellent teaching to take is called Pure Intelligence. And this teaching, it's not process-oriented like the inquiries. It focuses solely on the metaphorical representation of your own nature in a way that it instantaneously opens up more and more. And so you see, each of these Power of Wisdom teachings is this kind of teaching. The last series of teaching of Great Freedom is called the Principles of Unity and Service. These are organizational principles that they show people how to use the awareness identity to work successfully and peaceably with other people towards a common goal. And so these are the principles we use in the Great Freedom Organization, and in Europe we're training corporations in these principles as well, and in the 12 Inquiries and the Power of Wisdom teachings. Every single person who works either as a volunteer or a paid worker within Great Freedom comes to work every day totally happy and wanting to come to work. And the kinds of comments that we receive from people who work together in the organization is that they never knew it was possible to work in such a way. That working together is so filled with enthusiasm, joy, generosity of one person to another, all towards achieving a common goal, a common vision of awareness for all, that work becomes seamless with recreation. It becomes seamless with recreation. There isn't a need to try to find recreational activities or leisure activities, because everything is at ease. Everything is a source of leisure, no matter what it is. So you ask, you know, how is it important for people to gather together in community, whether it's work or family or whatever it is, and receive these teachings together? This is why it's important. It allows you to be with other people in an effortless way. So that's, it's just unmatchable. It's unbeatable. It's not the way we're used to living. It just isn't the way we're used to living. But once we taste that way of living through in the first moment of rest, then we know it's possible for everyone. In the first moment of resting as awareness, we have made the one simple change that makes life easy. We have made the one simple change that makes life easy in that first moment. And it's self-affirming. It feels so good, and it feels so right, and it feels so true that we're naturally drawn back to it again and again. It's our true identity. We're naturally drawn back to it again and again. It becomes our sole focus rather than holding on to all of our other ideas about everything. And so we strengthen ourselves with our awareness, our identity, our wisdom identity, rather than with our so-called historical identity that we've taken ourselves to be and that others may take us to be. This is the most important action anyone can take in life. And so we can know that when we take this action of short moments repeated many times, we not only take it for ourselves, we take it for everyone. In each moment of awareness, we take that moment of awareness, we capture the throne of awareness, not only for ourselves, but for everyone. for all of human society. It is the most powerful action we can engage in. If we've been all wrapped up in jumping around between all of our points of view in order to make decisions or know what to say next or whatever it is, then we're going to the wrong place for comfort. If we just tell ourselves that these points of view, they're not going to comfort me. If I see how this one's wrong or I'm right or how mad I am or that I should be more compassionate, if I keep jumping around into all these circles of points of view, I'm not going to comfort myself. It's as simple as that. Comfort, true comfort and wisdom can only come from identification with awareness. The wisdom to know how to act in the most powerful, supremely creative way comes from that moment of awareness. It doesn't come from looking at all the points of view and trying to decide how to shuffle around the points of view into the right picture of knowing what to do. So know that just that clarity, that clear open sky of awareness, is filled with the power of wisdom. When you take a moment of awareness, then you take a moment of complete wisdom that's already accomplished. Wisdom isn't something to get to. It's already present in awareness. And so no matter what you're involved in, if you're having a conflict with someone or you're working on a creative project or you're involved in whatever you're involved in, if you need to open up a greater space of creativity or a greater space of resolution of conflict, go to awareness. Do not go to points of view. Your supremely creative and peaceful and powerful, totally super completely powerful consummate self is in that moment of awareness. And as you get more acquainted with that awareness, your posture will become more erect because you'll be filled with your true self. You'll be filled with a true power that doesn't come from descriptions. It comes from the vast openness of the nature of reality that is always and forever wise and forever good. And then more and more, all the words you speak and the actions you take are the words of that powerful reality of wisdom. They're the actions of that powerful reality of wisdom. There's nothing more creative than that reality. It sees in a way that points of view simply cannot see. Points of view cannot capture the super complete open space of the creative impulse of the universe. It's as simple as that.